For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Speaking in West Virginia at the Salute to Service Dinner, President Trump talked about his search for a Supreme Court nominee, saying his choice will be as good as his last pick, Justice Neil Gorsuch.
These are very talented people, brilliant people, and I think you're going to really love it, like Justice Gorsuch. We hit a home run there, and we're going to hit a home run here.
A key group of lawmakers involved in the Russia investigation is supporting a previous assessment by the intelligence community that Russia did meddle in the 2016 presidential campaign, and they concentrated their efforts on trying to make one candidate win. This was a bipartisan finding from the Senate Intelligence Committee. The results show that they were not just trying to cause discord, but to actually hurt Hillary Clinton. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan is denying that he was aware of allegations of sexual abuse by a sports doctor, Richard Strauss, during Jordan's time as assistant wrestling coach at Ohio State University. These are allegations coming from former athletes that started back in the 1970s and continuing over a 20-year period that Strauss molested students, touching them inappropriately during their medical appointments with him. Two former students claim Jordan, who is considered a possible successor to House Speaker Paul Ryan, knew what was going on. In Northern California, a blaze that threatens hundreds of homes pushed smoke across the San Francisco Bay Area, one of nearly 60 fires that have consumed more than 700,000 acres from Alaska to California, also Colorado and Utah. No real break from the intense heat in the east for the 4th of July. Forecasters say that will happen on the weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Car makers are urging President Trump not to follow through on the threat to place tariffs on imported vehicles. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Automakers say the tariffs President Trump is threatening to impose on imported vehicles could add $4,000 to $5,000 to the price of every new vehicle sold here. The carmakers say that would be the case even for foreign vehicles made in the U.S. Auto industry analysts say it's because makers would spread the cost of tariffs among many vehicles, so individual models wouldn't be at a disadvantage. If not, the prices would rise even more for those vehicles. A number of car makers, including General Motors and Toyota, say the tariffs on cars could also lead to a lot of job losses. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said his country is committed to the 2015 nuclear deal, even though it's been abandoned by the United States. In Switzerland, campaigning to save the deal, Rouhani made clear Tehran will stick to the agreements it made in the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. Swiss President Alain Berset said his country will also stick with the Obama-era agreement, which he described as a big diplomatic victory for the world. President Trump pulled out of the Iran nuclear agreement, signed by the United States, Britain, France, Russia, China, and Germany in June. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.